Good morning, you're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces 2018 in the Mannington space, big massive space here with a lot of gorgeous flooring, and I'm here with Ed Duncan and Joe Amato. Ed, the president of Mannington's residential business, and Joe, vice president of styling. Guys, you okay?
We're doing great, Kemp.
Excellent. Perfect, as good always.
Good to see you. You know, I hear, and please confirm this, that you had a fantastic 17, right?
We did. We had a really spectacular year, and quite frankly, finished the year stronger than what we had really hoped for. So really, it was a good year all the way around. Every product line, we had a lot of winners. We had a lot of great new product. Certainly, the LVT, just like everybody in the industry, continues to crank along, and our WPC product, the Adura Max, is very strong. So we, across the board, we had a great year, and also across the country. And I think we're going to have another great year this year. I think the economy's given us a little bit of wind in the sails, so we're pretty optimistic.
You know, you can slice and dice this business in many different ways. One of them is by channel. I mean, obviously, you're strong in the builder market. You're strong in residential replacement business. So did both of those move about the same?
Well, they were both very good this past year. I think the residential replacement business for us, I think, is where we got the surprise strong growth.
Oh, that's good.
And I think a lot of it had to do with consumer confidence. And I think generally a lot of folks are feeling good about the way things are moving. Certainly in their own. In the stock market, and if they've got any money in 401ks and anything invested, they're feeling pretty good about things right now.
Okay. So another way of slicing and dicing is by category. And so we think LVT and the rigid core cousins might have grown 23%. Did you help that average?
I think we helped it. I think that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, we had a very good year.
Yeah, I love to hear that you're having a great year. Obviously, most people know that watch this and that know Mannington, privately held company, family run company. You just had a grand opening in Atlanta. I went to a lot of great leadership, and 102 years old this year, right?
102 years old. Exactly. I haven't been here the whole time.
Oh, I know.
All right, Joe, tell us what you're most excited about from a product standpoint.
I've been doing this for a long time, Kemp, and when I come out here at 7:30 this morning, it's like Christmas morning. It's like you go, wow, this is great. You look at everything you've done, because it's a lot of work by a lot of people over the year, and when you have a good 17, then the pressure's on from this guy to say, you better do better in 18. So, and I think we've accomplished this year, I think across every category. We really did something special in LVT this year. We came out with a brand new WPC line called Adura Apex. And we were able to do things that we've never done before in this category. We have long and wide planks. We have painted bevels. We have variable width. We have embossed in register. We have a product you have to see called Chart House, where it's multiple width and multiple length rustic planks all put together in one flooring. So we're excited about that. If you look at hardwood this year, we're doing things in our High Point plant, long and wide, variable width. So we're bringing some technology into our plant in the U.S., which is a great thing. We actually are coming out with a worn painted look called Carriage Oak that's made in our plant. And we're going to be introducing a herringbone format, a 3-inch by 22-inch herringbone, where you can show the colors independently or mix them together. So we're excited about that as well. And then, our bread and butter line, sheet vinyl, as you can see right behind us, it doesn't look like your traditional sheet vinyl of looks of wood and stone. We're taking it to another level with Revive, where we have patterns, we have custom mosaics, we're having vintage mosaics, decorative encaustic tiles. We're bringing a new life to this line again, this category, and it's doing really, really well for us.
I'm glad you brought that up. We were shooting this video. I said, let's go here. I like your statement here, be bold, be timeless. I mean, how many years has Mannington been making a floor that looks like this, and it still looks great, right?
Well, I hate this, not to give away my age, but when I started at Mannington, this is what I was designing by hand, this look. So everything comes around, it's full circle, but that's okay because the people buying floor today aren't the same people buying back in the 70s, so it's a great thing.
But I'm also seeing a lot of color pop over here with a little linen background look. I mean, you've got a lot of exciting looks. How do you manage it all?
Well, you want to be different. You want to be something new. You want to show your sales force. You want to show our consumer things that are new and different. But at the same time, you have to recognize you need the volume. You need to make it saleable. So it's that perfect mix of new and different and also saleable.
Great. Well, it's good to visit with you guys. It looks like you're having a really good year with the crowd here. Again, been talking to Ed Duncan and Joe Amato in the Mannington Space at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kemp R and FloorDaily.net.